It's 20 minutes after 4 o'clock. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, the Chicago City Council is supposed to come up with its new ward maps, after the census, the 2020 census, by the end of this month. There's a lot of haggling, fighting still going on. Mayor Lightfoot was asked about it recently.
Are you prepared to sign a new ward map with fewer than 18 wards with a majority of black voters?
I think that's a question that's premature at this point. I don't think the final decisions have been made yet on what that map looks like. I've been very clear about the fact that there's got to be some public process for the maps, but we're not there yet.
So one of the people working on that map or the legal fighting around it is elections attorney Bert Odelson, who joins us from time to time. Bert, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks, Steve. Good to be back.
All right, so where are we right now? I mean, what's coming up next in this fight?
Well, I work for the Latino caucus. Mm-hmm. That's 13 Latino aldermen who have a caucus, plus others who have coalesced together in producing a map. We have produced a map. We have filed an ordinance with the city called the Chicago Coalition Map. We thought hearings were going to start today. Actually, there was a hearing today, but it's just public comment. And we have been kind of forestalled in getting our map to the whole city council. So we are going to be calling for a special meeting of the city council for early next week to be totally transparent about the map of the 50 wards that we have drawn that provides under the Voting Rights Act majority minority districts as well as your standard white wards.
Bert, what would you hope happens come out of this meeting? I mean, would it be resolved at that meeting, or what's your goal there?
No. Our goal is to present it to the public and to present it to the rest of the aldermen and to get consensus so that we can then move it to a council meeting for a vote so that we can get consensus of at least 41 aldermen to avoid a referendum and also to avoid a costly legal battle, which happened a number of years ago. I've done this for three times now. This is my fourth time doing this, which tells a little about my age, I guess. Steve. But I've done this a number of times. And we'd like to avoid a referendum. We'd like to avoid a costly costly legal battle.
Okay, but so you said you're representing 13 Hispanic aldermen at this point. Under your map, how many Hispanic majority seats would there be?
There's 15 Latino wards, 16 African-American wards, one Asian ward, three majority minority wards up on in the north side, 50, 49, and 40, who are majority combined minority, not one specific minority. Mm-hmm. And then there's 15 white wards.
And so your map, the black caucus would lose two seats. The Hispanic caucus would pick up one or two rather.
Two. That's correct. And that coincides with the population and the census from 2020. If you take the census, these are pretty startling figures. From 1990 until now, the African-American population has decreased by 285,000, and the Latino population has increased by 275,000.
Yeah, but they've got 18 votes.
But
right now they've got 18 votes and you've got 13. That makes it tough. They've only got to get to 12, right? 12 more?
To pass any map, they got to get to 26. The 26 passes the map.
Okay.
So that's correct. Except we have 15 aldermen signed on to our map right now, and a good number of other aldermen who are very pleased with the map that we have drawn for them. We've met with 35 aldermen in the last 2 months.
We're talking to Attorney Bert Odelson, who's one of the best at elections attorneys in the city, certainly state and maybe country too. Okay, so I think you just hinted at something. So in order to win the votes, in order to win the votes of non-Hispanic aldermen, you are sweetening the districts of other aldermen whose vote you would need. Did you just tell me that?
Yeah, I did tell you that, but I wouldn't use the word sweeten. I would use the legal words that we've tried to combine communities of interest, which the law tells us we have to do, to combine neighborhoods and precincts, and to make the wards more compact and more contiguous. They all don't look pretty, but they all contain what's required under the law. For instance, in the 11th Ward, the map we've now drawn is 51% Asian. So we've combined Chinatown with the 11th Ward.
I was just reading about
we're combining neighborhoods.
Just reading about the explosion of the Asian population in Bridgeport and elsewhere. Okay, who gets Lincoln Yards? There was a big story. I think Greg Hines had a story about that in Cranes a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was earlier this week. Brian Hopkins wants it, and Wagasback is also offered. In your map, who gets the Lincoln Yards project?
Where it is right now, in Brian Hopkins' ward. He developed it. It wasn't his ward. He requested it stay in his ward, so we drew it in his ward.
Now, I'd put that down as a sweetener, Bert. Wouldn't you put that down as a sweetener?
I would say consistent in keeping the communities of interest together.
We're talking
how I would phrase it.
We're talking to Bert Odelson here. Okay, so the this map that you're proposing, it's not your last offer, or is it, or is this sort of beyond a starting point, but a negotiating point?
Yes, again, a good reference. It's beyond a starting point. It's a negotiating point. Can it be tweaked? Absolutely. Can we move lines? Absolutely. If we've missed something, then we could tweak it and fix it, as long as it complies with the requirements of the Voting Rights Act, requirements of state statute and case law, and that's what we've tried to do. No one will draw a better map with the numbers that we use, because we kept, like I said, we tried to keep neighborhoods together, but still make the minority wards, which is what the law requires us to do.
Okay, explain that for me very quickly. We're out of time, Bert, but we have a couple of texts in saying, Bert is describing ward maps by segregation, and isn't that the wrong message to send? How do you counter that?
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not segregation. The law requires us to draw wards where a minority group can elect someone to represent them. For instance, we'll use the 11th Ward again. If we can map enough Asians into that ward to get over 50%, that's what the law tells us we have to do. Just like African-American wards, just like Latino wards. We're required to do that, and that's why you saw litigation in the states, because that wasn't done.
Great, Bert Odelson. It's always wonderful to talk to you. I appreciate it. Go get him.
Thanks.
It's Bert Odelson. Okay, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine newsroom, and then we're going to dive into that game a little bit more with some of the play calling and the Justin Fields looked fantastic very often through the game. Kevin will be here to digest that a little bit. First, to stop by Lauren Lapka's house.